Hello and welcome to the 26th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly and today Dr. S and Hello. I are going to be going over basically the psychology of skins. We're going to be going over everything you need to know about skins, why skins actually, do skins help your gameplay, and just everything you need to know about skins.
And proof that it does.
Bye. The first, like, two or three games or five games or something like that, most of them he dies, really. Just skip them. They're really bad. They don't show anything. Go to the last few two games. They're actually show our point. And, yep. Bye. So we're going to start off by sharing our experience with skins. So, just, I'll ask Dr. S to share his experience. Do skins actually help your gameplay? And what skins help your gameplay if? So...
Okay.
And just skin in general.
Well, I think I'm sorry to talk about something so specific. I got the silver Shelly yesterday.
Yes. So basically, the chance is really low. He has lots of power.
I've been waiting for months for silver Shelly to come up in my shop.
Yes, and it came.
And I had like 12,000 coins waiting, so it finally came yesterday. And we're looking at it right now. And this skin is so cool. It's like the coolest skin. And I've said it before. I've been waiting for this skin. I've been wanting to get it.
Let's look at it.
I'm just looking at it, and it's got sparkling. It's like she's completely silver, like the Terminator T-1000, but on top of that, she's like sparkly. So there's like this constant glow about her. We're just spinning her around on the
And she leaves a trail of like silverness when she walks.
It looks yeah, really like cool. Like a cloud of silver. All right, now we're gonna. Should we just play a game?
No. Let's talk first. What do you think?
So we talked about this before briefly that skins. They seem like a waste of money. And when I first, when Jelly kept talking about skins, I was like, oh, who cares? It's the same character anyway. You have the same trophies. Everything's the same. You've got the same power. But actually, it makes a big difference because certain skins demand a lot of respect. And you can feel it when you're playing. Like, I've been using PSG Shelly, and it's totally different from using the silver Shelly because people just respect me more.
Yeah, I'm going to add something, and I'll just answer this question really quickly. The question is, do skins just look cool, or do they actually improve your gameplay? And the answer depends. So, it depends what skin you have. So, basically, if you're, like, a Sprout, I don't even know if Silver Sprout's in the game. Okay, let's say 8-bit. So, you're playing as 8-bit, and you're going classic 8-bit. Dr. S loves this skin, but it's pretty trash, to be honest.
It's pretty trash, yeah, fair enough.
No, but he loves it. Right? It's his favorite skin or something. Yeah. Okay, so classic 8-bit, no one respects you, but then as soon as you go to virus 8-bit, like, you just feel the respect.
Yeah.
Like,
is it more expensive to get the virus?
300 gems.
What? 300 gems?
And you can't buy it anymore, it's expired.
Oh, man. Okay. So the rare skins obviously are more respectable.
Yeah. I find silver and gold the most respected there. And for some reason, I just find silver more respected than gold.
Yeah.
So,
I think when you see someone with gold, you're like, okay, they either...
The pay to win.
They spend a lot of money on that one. It's just a bit too much, the gold.
Yeah. And the silver just looks cooler because the gold looks a bit like bronzy. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks yellow. Silver is cooler.
Is it?
I think also because in Brawl Stars, like, there's just a lot of yellow on the map anyway. So the gold doesn't stand out
as much. There's no silver on the maps.
No, exactly. So it really stands out. So a lot of the bushes are yellow. A lot of the maps are almost yellow.
I have not seen a bad player that has a silver skin.
That's
before.
True. Yes. That's the other thing. Whenever you play against silver Shellys,
you know they're good.
They're always good.
Okay.
So become good.
I have one thing I really want to share right now, and don't play yet, Mr. S.
I can't Dr. wait
S.
to play.
Solo. Feast of Famine later.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's gonna play Feast of Famine later to show you, and he's gonna be silver, and we're gonna see the respect. Okay. So what I really wanted to say was he's just warming up his fingers for the game and looking at the map and studying it. So when I played 3v3s and stuff in the championship, as soon as we verse a team with a silver terror in it, we're immediately scared because we know they're good. So it's like. If they have a silver, then they're immediately good. That may not be true because you need a lot of coins, but you're immediately scared of them, and the psychology makes you play worse, maybe.
True. On average, silver players are definitely better than the non-silver players. So you're always gonna be scared of them.
Okay, and the other thing I said is, let's say this is high-level gameplay, okay? It's really, like, there's a lot of teaming going on. And so, let's say everyone's just teaming. And, like, there's six jellies and, like, maybe four whatevers.
Yep.
And and then everyone kills the other people that are not it. And let's say everyone else is the normal Shelly.
Yeah.
You're the silver one. I bet they're going to pick on you because just you look different from them. So yeah.
Racism.
Skinism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because of the colour of my skin.
So.
Oh, that actually makes sense.
But, okay, and. So basically, I find, like, when you are, like,
yeah.
Like, people might pick on you because you look different from them if there's, like, a group of the same skin people.
But you have to take the lead.
Yeah.
Quickly.
So, if you're, like, a silver or something,
yeah.
You need to take, people, like, respect you more. So, you, like, normally there's a boss.
Yeah.
One person starts shooting at who they want to kill and everyone just goes for them.
It's so evil, but
you have to start doing that as when you're the thing and everyone will just follow you.
Yeah.
You're silver, they count you as a boss.
Yeah.
They think you're good, so.
Yeah. Automatically. Let's do it.
So, guys, we're going to do one game.
Let's go. Feast or Famine.
Dash, guys. I think, which is better for Feast or Famine, Dash or Clay?
I think Dash. Once you get in the middle.
Yeah, let's just go in the middle, yeah? If we die, then this just doesn't count. We'll another game.
High risk, high reward. I'm Silver Shelly.
Who cares?
Now, who cares?
And he's low, like 660.
Also, I'm playing on the iPad, and I'm used to the iPhone, so this might
excuse. Wait, the plastic is so bad, though. So, basically, I got the iPad cover, which is, like, plastic, and it's so hard to tap on.
Breaking the iPad? Okay, all right, we're going in.
I broke it once. There's so much.
Oh, no, this is so bad. Oh, Byron's there.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, no.
Stay there. Buzz can... Okay, so there's a Buzz, a Shelly in the middle. There's, like... There's seven boxes. There's a Buzz, a Shelly.
Seven. There's big rewards in the middle. There's big rewards.
There's a Buzz charging. Byron, Leon shooting from the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, we know. Oh, man. We know where
Buzz is
now.
We know where Buzz is now. He's up in the top right.
Byron keeps shooting in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to go down.
So, he's one. Oh, he's going for the boxes. He's dead.
Okay, that's too high risk.
Yeah. Okay. If more than two people go in next, you're not going in.
Yeah. There was just too many boxes in the middle.
Everybody and too many. And he was tempted. He just went for the boxes.
I went for the boxes.
Shelly came out. Okay. Let's see.
Oh
there's two, so four, five. There's six boxes. Let's go.
Oh no.
There's Buzz. Just run at him and shoot him. He's shooting a Buzz. There's a Buzz in the middle. There's six boxes. Run for the boxes. Save your ammo, Mr. S. He's dead.
Oh, no.
He died.
This is terrible.
Not for the middle there. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Safety center.
I'll try one more time. I'm not going
one anymore. More time. Yeah. Otherwise, because we haven't got
I'll
to
use
show
clay
what
pigeons.
We said.
I'm going to use clay pigeons. If I'm going outside, it's better.
Okay, he's going to go outside this time so we can show you what we mean by
high risk.
The silver.
I was too ambitious, everyone. Sorry about that.
And when you're silver, generally people try to team with you more. Like when you have a skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hang around on the outside and just team with everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Going inside Feast or Famine is very high risk, but high reward. If you can get the power cubes and just escape while you can.
Yeah.
But what happens is all the long rangers will just get annoyed and they just keep shooting you in the middle.
Yeah, I agree. 6 out of 10.
It's so fun being Jackie though on that
map. Let's just continue talking about it. So guys, I find like cute skins. So some skins people are more generally respect than others. Like I find the king skins... Okay, let's just go in the... Just see if people go in the middle.
Oh, there's another Shelly going in the middle.
Only you and the Shelly and you're silver. Dad. Okay,
Dr.
S is going to go in the middle.
No, I'm not going
to. He's not, actually. He just left the Shelly seven cubed for free. Oh, there's a Dynamite and Daryl fighting over one box. And Silver Shelly.
One box?
He has a super. Nice. Zero power cubes, though.
See if I can get in the middle.
Is he going to go in the middle? The Shelly...
Oh, no.
There's a Dynamite chasing him. Oh, Poker Kill Terror...
Oh,
Shelly killed Sandy.
Colt
chipping.
Shelly's in the middle there.
So he has no power cubes at all. He really needs. There's a Shelly camping in the middle. Colt just on the outside.
Oh, man.
Six power cube Shelly in the middle.
There's a Colt in the top left hand corner. There's eight brawlers left. And I'm just camping.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about killing this Colt though.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Dynamite going after the Colt on the left.
Shelly
killed
B.
I've got clay pigeons. I'll just wait for the Dynamite to finish off his.
When the Colt is low a bit, then we can chip him with the clay pigeons.
We're waiting for the
seven brawlers left. Dynamite has gadget ready.
I feel like going in the middle and just blasting you with my super border waste, it would be.
So there's a Dynamite. There's a Daryl.
Oh, Dynamite and Daryl. I feel like
Dynamite and Daryl are fighting right now. There's a Jesse, a 178 health, about to
this
die.
This is not takedown, so I don't really care about killing people.
Didn't go in the middle. Oh, no. Seven Brawler Steel.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's an intense battle. Yes, nice. He got the kill. Colt's chasing him down. He presses Clay Pigeons, activates it. He quick fires and misses his shots annoyingly. He just wastes Clay Pigeons. Comes out, he chips the Colt. Colt does thumbs down. Go in the middle. Go in the middle. Shelly's not in there.
Wait, how do you
know? She left, I saw.
Oh, yeah, good, awesome.
Take the spot.
Thank you. Good
nice, work. Four Brawlers left. Power eight. Eight Power Cube Shelly.
I got the best position. And I got my super.
Keep looking where the Shelly is. Shelly's in the middle now. He lost the position. And now he dies to Jesse. Mistake. That was dumb. We need to show you. Do safety center.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, at least I came forth.
He's doing safety center now, guys. And so we can prove to you our point of the silver respect.
We haven't proven anything yet.
Yep. But, like, Daryl did try to team with you earlier. And Dynamite did too. But then, yeah, you just said no. Dynamite did, actually.
Did he?
Yeah. He spun.
All right, so there's an Edgar.
Okay, so it's safety center, safety it's takedown. He has Clay Pigeon's Band-Aid.
He's going to get my first box.
He spawns at the top.
Okay, here comes
there's a Primo.
Oh, Primo trying to be friends.
Shoot the Primo.
Okay, whatever.
Primo shoots and bees annoying. Okay. Edgar, him, and fighting. Nice. No, don't press Clay Pigeons. You're in behind. The Primo's behind the wall.
Oh.
He wasted Clay Pigeons. Lola on the right, eight brawlers left, Primo on the left. They're in the middle.
I want to shoot this annoying Primo. Oh, he's got the super.
No, he's going to go fight the Primo now. There's a Mortis. Go get the box.
Go away.
Yeah, now he's going to go walk to the... there's a Mortis down.
Is Lola on the right?
No, Lola left. He can walk... waste of super, really bad waste of super. Primo jumps. Just walk in. There's a Mortis. Uh-huh. Get the box. Four brawlers left, zero takedowns for him. Lola kills Primo. He's in the middle with Super and one Clay Pigeon's gadget left.
Chipping.
And Mortis is just dashing away like crazy from Shelly. He's doing the like
who's
scared.
That? Oh no, that weird.
Lola.
Oh no, that Surge is a bit scary on the left. He's got four.
Silver Shelly.
I feel like killing off this Mortis with my oh no.
Oh man, so Surge is just chipping. Four brawlers left still. Lola fighting Mortis.
Okay.
Lola kills Mortis. He wastes Clay Pigeons again. Lola kills what? They killed each other and just he came first.
Alright.
This was a pretty dumb game. He didn't get to show anything.
Okay.
So this is the first time I've seen someone get 10 trophies, no takedowns, no deaths. Exactly 10 for coming first, and because they just killed each other at the same time.
And oh, yeah, they actually literally killed each other at the same time.
Exactly, and he just got the win. Showed you one more because they are probably getting really bored. I'll talk about teaming more than it's matchmaking. Yeah. So, like...
Should I team?
The King Primos, they used to, like, people are more, like...
These guys, I'm too low. People are not teaming in this level. It's too low.
Just try teaming. He hasn't... Leon, Shark Leon on the right.
I think people are just...
10 Brawlers Lola. Oh, Rebel Lola teaming with Leon. I mean, with... Shelly, Silver, you, basically.
Yeah. Leon's never
don't betray. Okay, so there's, Dad, you're going too, like, passive. So there's an Edgar with four. You're dead. Okay. Edgar jumped on him.
I should have used a dash.
Okay, so let's not do it.
Okay. All right, that's it. We're finished.
That's it. Anything else you want to add about teaming?
No, I think, not teaming, you mean skins?
Skins, I mean.
I just love the skin so much.
What skins are you normally afraid of? What type of skins? I find expensive skins, people are more, they respect them more.
Yeah.
Cheaper skins, nah. Like it depends. If they find, like, in general, silver, like, the expensive skins, they don't really spin really fast. They just do one quick turn and, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hope you learned something. So, we have a good game now that he just did after we stopped recording. So, he goes in the middle. Primo, Edgar coming in the middle. Edgar's coming close. Primo starts melting these boxes. Everyone's going in. Dad has super. He supered the Primo, not dead though. like 3,000 health. He's trying to team with him. Then he just walks up to him and just kills him. So now there are 7 brawlers left. Ems on the right kills Daryl. So Silver Shelly teaming with Ems. Ems wants to team with Silver Shelly. Ems wants to team. Ems wants to team. See, exact the respect of the silver. Respect,
yeah, the silver. But also you've got 6 cubes.
So. Okay, so now there's an Ems coming from the top. He just killed Dad. Supers the other Ems and just takes out. And 9. Okay, nice. Silver Shelly. 4 brawlers left. Leon. There's a yellow Sally Leon.
Should have finished this guy off.
3 power cubes. So we know what happens. It's a really sad match. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really sad match. So Leon teaming.
I should have finished him.
He's teaming with him. There's a Primo and a Daryl left. Nice. He just melts the Primo. So now there is a Daryl and a Leon. And now...
They're teaming on me.
Because they know they can't win. They know they can't win against you. You're 9. They're like 4.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he loses. But finish. So Daryl tries to betray him.
They try to kill each other. Yeah.
I know, exactly. They actually try to betray. But he fails. And then they end up teaming on you again.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go against a 9 power cube Shelly.
Yeah, then you have just killed the tower right here.
No, he wanted to team with me and then I started shooting right him. Yeah, I should have supered him. This is bad.
So, Leon
and him. I was confused as to whether he was teaming with me or him. Then they both teamed with me.
They're both shooting. He wastes his super. Oh, Leon has 388 health, but he doesn't get the shot. He pressed the invisible thing. You made a mistake. You could have won earlier, right?
Yeah. No, because I was trying to, I won't make excuses, but I was trying to show the teaming thing, try to lead the teaming. Otherwise, I would have just killed the Daryl.
So, okay.
This is a really bad finish.
4,000 health, Leon and Daryl are just chipping at him. Okay, now he dies.
It's really tough. And at the end, it was,
Leon versus Daryl, he just, Daryl won!
Oh, that's my
0
goodness.
Power cubes, the entire game. 0 power cubes. Let's see how much, what's it called? Trophies they had. Daryl 724 and C Long, the, Leon had 625. Okay. Not much or anything. Okay, bye. We have one more good game to show you what we mean. So it's Rockwell Brawl. This has been a game he played like yesterday, and then we're just going to say what happened.
When Mortis, I first saw my skin.
So this is when he just had Silver Shelly. So Mortis managed to steal 1 cube off the silver, but that's pretty annoying because Dad chickened off. Mortis is dashing into him right now. Dad keeps letting him take all the things. So there's one. Is he AFK? Mm-hmm. He's lagging or something. He just got 2 boxes. He's teaming with a Stu.
He keeps shooting me.
BB chucks a bubble and misses. He gets dashed. He dashes in. He's really laggy in this game, I remember.
Oh no.
But he actually wins.
How did I think. Win this?
Wait, is this the wrong game? So he dashes into the BB who knocks him back, and because he's delayed or lagged, he uses the super after he gets knocked back. He was trying to dash in super.
Yeah.
But he's really laggy. So 7 brawlers left. Mortis is about to die. So Edgar. 6 brawlers left. 4 power. He's 3 power cubes. Super not yet. He's in the middle.
Got a good position.
Everyone wants to team with him right now. Spike at the bottom. Everyone wants to team with him, literally. Pam is spinning.
Everyone's afraid of Shelly.
The silver.
I love the cloud. Oh, here comes. Even the spike's not even shooting me.
Yeah, the spike doesn't even want to shoot
down,
him.
I thumbs down them.
He just thumbs down. Everyone is teaming. Edgar, Stu, Pam.
So much respect, man. I didn't do anything. Here comes spike the spike. Oh, spike comes out of the bush and he's not even. And he
doesn't dare shoot.
I was trying to shoot him, and I was like disrespecting him, and he still didn't try to shoot me.
And he's trying to team, literally. He's trying to team. He just thumbs down and shoots in his direction. Or
and
now
just killing
he's
each other.
Betraying. He's betraying. Fun. Okay, he betrays an Edgar. 5 or oh, Stu.
They don't even want to mess with me. Look at that.
They're not fighting him. They're fighting each other.
They just don't. They don't even want.
He and betrays the Stu. Nice. it's Spike versus Shelly.
Now it's Spike. Now it's Spike trying to
He
beat.
Dashes in and just gets the kill.
See you later. Goodbye.
Yep, another great game. Thank you for listening to this episode of Brawl Planet. If you enjoyed, please like, follow, on whatever platform you're on, and you can now subscribe to this podcast. It costs $1, and it would be amazing if you guys did. And so, bye. Thank you.